Chapter 24. You see that man at noon, was his Monday?
Yes.
I see them the middle o' that arter noon. He hunted you up, didn't he?
Yes.
Did he give you the bill that time?
No, he hadn't got it printed yet.
Roxana darted a suspicious glance at him.
Did you help him fix up the bill?
Tom cursed himself for making that stupid blunder, and tried to rectify it, by saying he remembered now that it was at noon Monday, that the man gave him the bill.
Roxana said,
"You's lying again, show." Then she straightened up and raised her finger.
"Now then, I's gwine to ask you a question, and I wants to know how you's gwine to get around it. You know the us arter me, and if you run off, stid o' staying here to help him, he'd know they us something wrong about this business, and then he would inquire about you, and that would take him to your uncle, and your uncle would read the bill and see that you been selling a free nigger down the river, and you know him, I reckon. He'd tar up the will and kick you out and the house. Now, then, you answer me this question. Ain't you told that man that I would be sure to come here, and then you would fix it, so he could set a trap and catch me?"
Tom recognized that neither lies nor arguments could help him any longer. He was in a vise, with the screw turned on, and out of it there was no budging. His face began to take on an ugly look, and presently he said, with a snarl,
"Well, what could I do? You see, yourself, that I was in his grip, and couldn't get out."
Roxy scorched him with a scornful gaze a while, then she said,
"What could you do? You could be Judas to your own mother, to save your witless hide. Would anybody believe it?
No, a dog couldn't. You was the lowdownest, orneriest town that was ever puppet into this world, and I's responsible for it." And she spat on him. He made no effort to resent this.
Roxy reflected a moment, then she said, "Now I'll tell you what you's gwine to do. You's gwine to give that man the money that you's got laid up, and make him wait till you can go to the judge and get the reses and buy me free a gin."
"Thunder! What are you thinking of? Go and ask him for $300 and odd? What would I tell him I want it for, pray?"
Roxy's answer was delivered in a serene and level voice.
"You'll tell him you sold me to pay your gambling debts, and that you lied to me and was a villain, and that I requires you to get that money and buy me back again."
"Why, you've gone stark mad. He would tear the will to shreds in a minute, don't you know that?"
"Yes, I does."
"Then you don't believe I'm idiot enough to go to him, do you?"
"I don't believe nothing about it. I knows you's a going. I knows it, Cassie knows that. If you don't raise that money, I'll go to him myself, and then he'll sell you down the river, and you can see how you like it."
Tom rose, trembling and excited, and there was an evil light in his eye. He strode to the door and said he must get out of this suffocating place for a moment, and clear his brain in the fresh air, so that he could determine what to do. The door wouldn't open.
Roxy smiled grimly, and said,
"I's got the key, honey, set down. You needn't clear up your brain none to find out what you gwine to do. I knows what you's gwine to do."
Tom sat down, and began to pass his hands through his hair with a helpless and desperate air.
Roxy said, "Is that man in this house?"
Tom glanced up with a surprised expression, and asked,
"What gave you such an idea?
You done it. Gwine out to clear your brain. In the first place you ain't got none to clear, and in the second place yo ornery I toll on you. You's the lowdownest town that ever, but I done told you that before. Now then, this is Friday. You can fix it up with that man, and tell him you's gwine away, to get the reses o' the money, and that you'll be back with it next Tuesday, or maybe Wednesday. You understand?"
Tom answered sullenly,
"Yes. And when you gets the new bill o' sale that sells me to my own self, take and send it in the mail to Mr. Pudd'nhead Wilson, and write on the back that he's to keep it till I come. You understand?"
"Yes.
That's all then. Take your umbrella, and put on your hat."
"Why?"
"Because you's gwine to see me home to the wharf. You see this knife?
I toted it around since the day I seen that man and bought these claws in it. If he catch me, I's going to kill myself with it. Now start along, and go soft, and lead the way. And if you gives a sign in this house, or if anybody comes up to you in the street, I's going to jam it right into you. Chambers, does you believe me when I says that? It's no use to bother me with that question. I know your words good. Yes, it's different from yon. Shut the light out and move along, here's the key. They were not followed. Tom trembled every time a late straggler brushed by him on the street, and half expected to feel the cold steel in his back. Roxy was right at his heels and all was in reach. After tramping a mile they reached a wide vacancy on the deserted wharves, and in this dark and rainy desert they parted. As Tom trudged home his mind was full of dreary thoughts and wild plans, but at last he said to himself, wearily, there is but the one way out. I must follow her plan. But with a variation, I will not ask for the money and ruin myself. I will rob the old skinflint. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.